I have a question. I gave $1,000 to a person who was afterwards ungrateful and hurtful to me. I've been making dua against them for a few months. Oof. Well, I don't know what the type of hurt that you are talking about. But in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and in Surah Al-Baqarah specifically, that when we give charity to somebody, it should not be followed up with reminders of the good that we did for somebody. Surah An-Nur, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ifk, right? This is the thing that occurred where the slander upon Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr is her father. And so naturally, he's very emotionally affected by the slander against his daughter that she did something improper. Now, Abu Bakr, he had a relative named Mistah, and Mistah was poor. So Abu Bakr was financially taking care of Mistah. However, Mistah got involved in the ifk. He actually was one of those people who were spreading, he didn't originate it, but he was spreading the slander against Aisha. So when Abu Bakr realized this person who he was financially supporting was actually spreading the slander against his daughter, he cut him off. And he swore by Allah that he would not support him financially anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in that surah that he should not do that, that he should continue to support. And the reason why is because, is your donation truly for the sake of Allah, or is it transactional? Are there expectations that are coming along with that donation? Are we expecting when we give someone something that they're going to treat us nice in return? If we have an expectation that is attached to our donation, then our donation isn't 100% for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place. And Sheikh Abdullah Shankiti used to tell us in Medina, if you give something to someone in charity, you should be prepared basically for them to spit in your face. This is the way to prove that you're sincere and not actually doing business in the sense, in a transactional sense, like trading it for favors or good treatment or anything like that. It's a very hard thing. That's a subtle thing, Ruslan. But that excludes a situation in which the harm was extremely serious, but that's an important thing to keep in mind. Ruslan, yeah, that's true. It might be better for you. Honestly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be doing something good for you. And that's actually the phraseology that he uses in Surah An-Nur to talk about the ifk in general. Don't think that this is bad for you. Actually, this is good for you. No, you're not insincere, Ruslan. If it happened to Abu Bakr, Habibi, if it happened to Abu Bakr, then of course it's going to happen to you and me. It's just that, you know, the nature of a Muslim is that we forget. We're reminded, that's what we're tested on. When we're reminded, do we come back? So we're all in the same boat.